Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I have a question for Tevin and AJ. I'll pass it down the line here. We're going to have Craig Morgan on today talking about the Ballad of Davy Crockett, a reiteration of a great old movie. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes.
But can I sing the first two lines of the song for him, or do you not want me to?
I say you sing the first two lines.
Yeah, you can't throw that offer out there and then just, like, take it away. Of course, I want to hear it now.
You want to hear it now, or do you want to wait?
I want to hear it when he comes on the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, because I would like to sing the first two. I think it's the first two lines. I know it's at the very beginning of the song. It might be the first two lines, but... they mispronounce a word in it, which I love, because it sounds like a real hillbilly song because of the way he says this word.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. It's one of those kind of accent deals.
Yep.
We'll get to that in a bit. Also this morning, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I'm not a huge fan of national news anchors. I like no local news anchors. Not all of them. Some of those guys are a pain in the ass, too. But you know what? One thing I do just really hate about some local news anchors, they don't all do it. But have you guys ever had a story about you on the local news?
No.
Nope.
I can't remember the last thing newsworthy I did.
Not necessarily about me, but for a business that I was working for, I got interviewed, but that's about as close as it gets.
Well, there you go. Here's what I hate so much about these anchors, because they think they're so dramatic. Thank God they stopped letting them try to be funny, because they were not funny in the least. Mm-hmm. But a couple of news, well, as you know, Frank Vassalero and Jeff Passolt and Don Shelby, they're all really, really good friends of mine. I mean, they're great people. And then the other side I'm not wild about, but, you know, they're, and some of the women on as well. I don't know them as well. One of them lived in my, what's the woman's name again that's on the, she's the big anchor on the news. She used to be my neighbor. Oh, what the hell's her name?
What network?
No, she's on Channel 5.
On Channel 5. Not Elizabeth Reese, I'm guessing.
I know her. I can see her face and I know her name. Leah McLean. That's exactly who it is. Yeah, she was my neighbor. She was pleasant. I mean, she didn't go out of her way to like, if she was running and I was out walking, she wouldn't go out of her way to make sure we said hello passing. But a lot of people are like that. When a lot of people run, they don't want to talk to anybody. Have you noticed that?
I know I don't look like somebody that runs often, but I would imagine that people who do, once they kind of get in their groove, they get the horse blinders on. They're like, I see the finish line. If you pass me, like, sorry, but I'm focused on one thing, and that's just, like, staying on my route.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're going to talk to Pat Miles next week, and I cannot wait. I love Pat Miles. I found out something about Pat Miles from several years ago, that we were in the same place at the same time, didn't even know it. And it was a very, very important day in American history. That should be pretty interesting when she comes on. Also heard this morning, this is the national... Oh, by the way, I want to finish that one part.
Yeah.
When the local news anchors are trying to make a hit with, you know, their group of people. I've been used a lot for that. I don't know if you guys notice that enough, but they use me a lot to appeal to or revolt other people, you know, in their political opinions and all that stuff. I'm kind of like the teddy bear for that deal.
Yep.
But I really hate when they do this. And that's the story about Tom Bernard. Some say he's a racist. I would like to have one person come up to me and say, you know what? I think you're racist. Nobody's ever come up to me and said that. Never. I still don't understand. I hired the first black people on radio... like 35 years ago. How is that working, right? But that's not even the issue. You can call me whatever you want. I'm so used to being called names and give a rat's ass. When they do this, but he's a racist, they lean in like, ooh, is that extra dramatic?
They lean in and whisper it into the microphone.
You loser.
It's a secret for just you and I.
Also, won't tell you why I saw this morning, but I pop on and watch the national news for a couple of minutes on each channel. There are three channels I watch. I pop on for 2 minutes. That tends to be enough. A guy actually said this on the national news this morning. Unfortunately, there was, I believe, a 12-year-old boy that was hit by an oncoming vehicle, an illegal woman. And they can with undocumented all you want. They're here illegally, for Christ's sake. Don't try to deny the truth. They got here illegally. That makes them illegal. Just follow along. Don't try to invent your own language. How about that? Mm-hmm. You know, if they're undocumented, yeah, I understand. They're undocumented and they're illegal. They're both, actually. But nobody goes that route. But he, the anchor, did this. Because I just thought of it because of the lean-in. They were talking to a guest. Apparently, a 12-year-old boy riding was his mother. There was an illegal woman from Venezuela driving 70 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone, going the wrong way on the street, hit the car with the 12-year-old boy and his sister, and the 12-year-old kid died almost immediately, from what I understand. And you know what the national news anchor said? And he leaned in to do that. That's what made me think of it.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Honest to God. And so she hit him, and let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, if he hadn't been killed, he'd still be alive. What?
You don't say.
Okay.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Captain Obvious. If he hadn't been killed, he'd still be alive. Okay. Yes, I understand that.
If it wasn't raining outside, you'd be dry.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Also, a quick word, although I don't want to send people away from the show, but I do have to bring this up because these guys showed me a picture of Dolly Parton from 1966. Stunningly beautiful woman. My God, is she pretty. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, 22-year-old Dolly was a real head-turner.
I'm not kidding you, but she has this hideous hairstyle. I don't like that hairstyle at all. That looks very Tennessee, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I got a feeling.
Well.
I got a feeling she would probably not pay any three of us the time of day. 22-year-old Dolly Parton.
No, and I'm going to say a lot of people looking at that picture didn't even notice she had hair.
You might be right. I mean, stunningly beautiful 22-year-old woman. It's mm-hmm. pretty amazing. And she's got this wonderful, warm look in her eye. Like, hey, how you doing? How's everything going? Very, very cool. I know we only got a couple of more seconds here on the show, but I wanted to point something out. Michael Bryant sent me a video yesterday. I think it was from X,
okay.
from Twitter, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo used to be dire enemies. They went after each other and chopped each other up on the air. Tucker was on Fox. Chris was on CNN. They both got fired from their jobs. But I open this video, and there's Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo sitting face to face. Everybody should watch this video. And thank you again to Michael Bryan for sending it to me. These guys apologize for shredding each other, said, this has got to stop. The whole world has gotten to the point. And Tucker, you and I contributed to it. And Tucker said, yes, you're absolutely right, Chris. We did. They were very civil, very helpful. It was a wonderful interview. I think it's about 20 minutes long. I don't know how long it was. I can't remember because I was just, it's what we have been talking about on this show for 13 months now. This viciousness, just because you got blonde hair and I got brown hair, you're different than me. It's got to stop. And these two are a perfect, these guys used to shred each other and now they understand the error of their ways. And it was just this wonderful, wonderful talk between the two of them. Do you think we'll ever be able to get back to just talking instead of, oh, that Democrat, that Republican, they're horrible people? It's like, oh, God. You think we'll ever get back?
I think so. If these two can,
I hope,
you know, kumbaya and sit around a fire and, you know, share stories and apologize, I think other people can do it as well.
Yeah, I think it has to do with, like, the politics that are the loudest and maybe most prominent right now. They poise it as it's two separate teams, and if they're not with us,
yes.
they're against us and that type of thing. There's going to be a new wave of politicians eventually, and I feel like it'll be a little more level-headed. But the problem is it's not an overnight thing. It'll be a multiple right. years down the line situation.
Yeah, once, because I feel like Trump and Biden are two very controversial, you're either with us yeah. or against us candidates.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
4 years from now, regardless of who wins this one, the other one's probably not going to run. Wait, afterwards, yeah.
fingers
Trump
crossed.
Couldn't.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, yeah, one of them couldn't, but I'm saying the loser wouldn't.
yeah.
Wouldn't
right,
go at it
right.
again. So we'll get two new people in, and it hopefully they won't be as polarizing as these two.
We can't do this anymore. We cannot be this vicious. First of all, I understand something, and we can get to it. I know we got to get off here, so we'll just close with this. We did not live all the same lives, you know. Tevin grew up the way he did. AJ, you grew up the way you did. I grew up the way I did. I grew up a hell of a lot different than Tevin did because he grew up in
rural Wisconsin.
Rural Wisconsin. I grew up right in the city. AJ, where'd you grow up?
A little north of Minneapolis.
A little north of Minneapolis?
Yeah, Fridley.
So, Little Falls?
Duluth. No, just like 15 minutes. Yeah, in Duluth. Just a little bit. International Falls, no. Fridley.
And again, I'm not trying to go, oh, poor me. I'm just offering a couple examples because people get so pissed off me. Oh, he's this, he's this. If you went through some of the stuff my brothers and sisters and I went through, you'd probably be a drunken bum hanging out in a corner. Watching your dad hauled away in a straitjacket to the mental institution, your neighbor telling you, hey, by the way, I'd be proud of your mother. A guy put a gun to her head this morning, tried to rob her, and she wouldn't give up her money because she had to feed you guys. And then he chased the guy away. I mean, unless you've been through something like that, you and I are not alike. I mean, just because I'm a white guy doesn't mean I'm like all other white guys or black guys or Native Americans, Spanish, whatever. We have got to get away from this, oh, you have a certain skin color, therefore this is who you are.
Yeah, well, you didn't know
that,
Tom.
Bullshit.
All white people grew up in like a mansion out in the
yeah,
suburbs.
Oh, yeah.
And all black people grew up eating government cheese in the hood.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Don't piss on government cheese, because I love government cheese. Because we did get that stuff when I was a kid. It was cheese, AJ. Not kidding.
Yeah.
You know those office waste baskets?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It came in a container that looked just like that. It looked like a waste basket. It was like this big around. It was about, I can't even show you how tall it was.
Just a block.
That government cheese was good, though. Did you ever have that, Tevin?
No.
Oh. Jeez. My grandma, Minnie. Loved government cheese. And it said right on there, not for resale, government property. It said right on there. It was black and yellow can, I remember.
Like anybody was going to buy that if you tried to sell it to them.
Well, that's a good point, too. But look, we got to move on, I understand. But let me just say this again. Please understand, we are not all the same. And I think Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo proved that to one another. They don't agree about anything politically. They grew up totally differently, but they had the guts and the heart to get together and go, you know what, we were both wrong, and we have to tell the people we were both wrong attacking one another. I admired that so much of those two guys that I'm a fan from now on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, how could you not be?
It has to change, you know. You don't have to be nice to everybody, but just don't be such. Once again, like I said, it's just, you know. Well, Dean Phillips, his mother married a billionaire. So, Dean, you and I didn't grow up the same. Let's understand that, shall we? I'm not saying Dean's ever attacked me. He's been very nice to me, but I'm just saying, Dean Phillips and I did not grow up the same way. So understand that, and shut up, and understand something else. If he hadn't been killed, he'd still be alive. I still can't believe the guy said that on national television. All right, we got to take a break because we got guests and all kinds of crap coming up this morning. I don't mean crap by, you know, Judd. I don't mean Judd is crap. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Well,
you know. Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth wherever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota. Lovely Litchfield. Started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida, and now he can help you. If you consider living in the warmth of Florida, now's the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell-Alexandria area, kind of near where I was born, as a matter of fact, Long Prairie. So if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends and contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com, that is onekeywest.com, or call Matt, 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals that you can trust.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
What do you think of me now, ladies and gentlemen? March means it is springtime, and that means spring cleaning. Your carpets, your air ducts are the first items on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, as a matter of fact. You could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, bacteria, all kinds of stuff. Zero-Res Platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. 3 rooms of carpet clean starting at just $129, a $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average of 4.9 star rating. Take that home with you. So their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule a spring cleaning offer today. And be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard special, please. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today so you can beat the spring cleaning rush, baby.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We're back. Judd Zolgad joins us from Score North. I got to run something by the three of you before we jump into it.
Okay.
They put out a list. It's Happy Pi Day, 314. Get it? Pi Day.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
They named the highest eaten or the biggest eaten pie in each state, the favorite pie of each state in the union. Happy Pi Day, as in the mathematical constant, 3.14. A bunch of places have deals, including discounted pizza pies. Get it? Huh?
This is good stuff so far. This is very creative. Marketing genius.
Wait till I get to the Minnesota's favorite pie, because I'm like, so first of all, I got to be honest with you, though. I'm a cake guy, not a pie guy. I don't like pie.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what it is. It's too much crust or something. I'm not a crust guy.
Really? You know? I love crust.
A lot of people do. Yeah, absolutely.
I love a good crust, yeah.
You give me a piece of chocolate cake, you can forget it. You can have everything else you want. I don't care.
Okay.
It's one of those deals. I still can't believe this pie is Minnesota's favorite pie. I'm not buying it, but maybe you guys would know better than me because I don't eat pie anyway. There are some examples on here, as a matter of fact. Chocolate or nut pies in 4 states, Oreo pie in Georgia and Ohio, French silk pie. No, French silk pie is pretty good. Mm-hmm. That stuff is good.
It's very rich, but it's good.
What the hell is Derby pie? I've never even heard of that in Kentucky. So Kentucky Derby, I'm assuming, but what is it?
I have no idea. This is the first time I've ever heard of Derby pie.
Uh-oh.
It looks like it's...
I look it up.
Let's see here.
Chocolate and walnut custard.
Oh. I mean, it could be worse.
Oh, that sounds good.
It could be worse.
Could be all right. Okay, you ready for the number one pie in the state of Minnesota? And again, I do not believe this is true at all.
Don't say like I've never... pot pie or something like that.
Oh, that. Well, you're kind of close in a way. Oh, no. You are. It's actually a pie, but I've never, ever even seen one, never had it. Maybe it's, once again, growing up in the ghetto, maybe they didn't have that kind of pie there. The number one favorite pie in the state of Minnesota is sweet potato pie.
Let's go.
I never even heard of it.
That is phenomenal. Good for you, Minnesota. I thought it was going to be like something gross like pumpkin. Sweet potato pie, Tom? That is phenomenal. More popular in the South, though.
Yeah, I suppose it is. And Western Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The South and Western Wisconsin. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the number one pie in the state?
Yeah, sweet potato pie. Like, I don't believe that.
I've heard of it, but I thought it was, yeah, I would not have predicted that would be the number one in Minnesota. Huh.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's no question about it. Oh, well, here's one I can guarantee you I would never eat. The state of Virginia's favorite pie is vinegar pie.
What?
What the hell is that?
No.
Okay, that's okay. That can't be. Hold on a second. I gotta see if I can find this. Derby pie does look pretty good here.
Yeah, that does look good. You're right.
Nice little
setup.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Vinegar.
Vinegar pie. That's what it says.
It says if you're a fan of old-fashioned desperation pies, you'll like this one.
desperation pie?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It's a retro dessert. Yeah, that's it. I think the name is really, really poor. I'd find another name for it.
My grandma, who of course was born in Germany and then moved to America, I think in like 1884 or some damn thing. It was a long, long time ago. But maybe it wasn't. I don't know. It could have been, though, I suppose. 84. Yeah, because my mother was born in 20. So, yeah, it probably was about 84. 1884. And she used to say, Tommy. Now, you have to understand, my grandma Minnie was 6 feet tall and weighed about 180, and she wasn't fat. She was a big woman, man.
Okay.
But she was the sweetest woman you'd ever want to meet. Just a sweetheart of a woman. But she got so pissed off at me one time because she said, Tommy, I need you running to the cupboard for me. I said, okay, Grandma, what do you need? She goes, bring me the vinegar. I said, the what? She goes, the vinegar. I need vinegar. I said, it's vinegar. She goes, no, it's not. I'm arguing with my grandma on the pronunciation of the word vinegar because she says, and she always did say vinegar, always. Is that the German way to say it or something?
It must be.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Am I avoiding sports because nothing good ever happens in Minnesota?
No, you're trying to get the fact that I am shocked by our favorite pie. I thought you were going to say. I'm trying to think of what it should be or what it might be.
I would have thought apple. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I thought apple pie would be number one in Minnesota.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not a big fan.
Apple pie?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
Too much crust. Too much crust. Sorry.
See, I love crust, but I find it to be, unless it's done right, I find it to be, it can be really bland.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. You get a little cinnamon on there, though, it's really good.
Oh, yeah.
A little cinnamon's a good
and
deal.
And Cool Whip
man,
saves everything, so.
Oh, Cool.
I'm not sure if you guys have the affinity for Cool Whip, I do, but just pile that on a piece of pie and it changes everything.
I'm not going to argue with you for 1 minute because that man, I love that the Cool Whip is as good as it gets.
It really is. It covers up. It's one of those things that covers up the mistakes of the potential fundamental food you're trying to eat.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. That works for me. So I know you're trying to avoid talking sports, but
well, no, I mean it's. Let's see. The Wolves didn't play. The Wild didn't play. The Big Ten basketball tournament has started at Target Center, where it is for the first time. The Gophers actually play Michigan State at. Because there's four games today at Target Center, so they play at 11. Your Twins lost to Tampa Bay yesterday, but it was on TV. It was on Bally Sports North.
That's 2 days in a row they've been on. Would they score more than one run or zero runs like they did the first game?
1-0 loss to Detroit. Here's our first impression. Yes, they did score more runs than that, but it still wasn't enough for you. I mean, they still did lose. I think they're 6-11 now in spring training.
Oh, 6-11.
I believe they're
6-11.
Yes, I was seeing if I could find the score for you here. 4-3. 4-3. Narrow loss.
Okay.
Is it too early to declare them sellers at the trade deadline?
They're going to be sellers before the regular season, before opening day starts at the spring training deadline.
Yep. No question. That team, that's the one thing about it I'll never understand. Why do you want to buy a baseball team if it has to make money? Break it even is fine. Put out a product that's entertaining for the folks. You don't have to make money from it. You're already billionaires, multi-billionaires. As long as it breaks even, what do you care?
I told you, you should own the Twins. You said yesterday that if you had, what,
$3 billion,
you'd spend it all on the baseball team.
I'd spend the whole damn thing. Boy, I had to have fun. I have the best seat in the house, too. I can guarantee you that. As the owner.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
I hope so. What suite, like one behind home plate, a nice luxury suite for yourself?
I got to be honest with you. Back at the old Met Stadium, my seats were in the second row right behind the Twins dugout. Oh, my God, that was a great. So basically, I was kind of aligned. I was a little bit left of first base. As you're running down, they'd run toward me, then away from me to first base. It was magnificent. I just loved going to those games.
What was the concern about being nailed by a foul ball while drunk?
Who? Well, you been talking to Catherine?
Back. Well, look, I know that when you sit behind a dugout in the old days, because now you're protected. Now there's netting.
Right, right.
But in the old days at the Met, they didn't ever think of perhaps we should protect those fans. So I'm just trying. The one drawback back in the day to being in seats like that was a line drive right to the kisser.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Line shots. No question. There were pop-ups back there, but never line shots.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, we got lucky. Yeah, there were pop-ups and all that stuff. Matter of fact, a pop-up came right down to me and was spinning so much, I dropped it. So you know how those real high pop-ups spin like a sumbitch?
Yeah, I wouldn't catch it either.
I tried to one-hand it like a big shot. I should have two-handed it. I could have had the ball, but bounced off my left hand, and some other guy caught it, and I have hated him ever since.
Didn't give it to you?
No, of
course not. Despite your effort?
Dink. That's all I have to say.
Dink. I've never seen it. You know, it's an incredible testament to the human being that a thing like a foul baseball is. I've never, you know.
I know.
People will dive over seats. They will break bones. It's the damnedest thing. It's for a baseball.
You have autographed baseballs, either of the three of you?
I've got a few of them. Yeah.
You have a few.
Yeah,
AJ, you got some?
Yeah, a couple.
You got a favorite?
None of my signed baseballs are any good. I think the best one is like Michael Kadire.
Well, you could get Herbeck. He's going to be on this season, so
yeah, get Herbeck to sign a ball for you.
Might have to.
Yep.
And by the way, Kent, if you're listening, I already got like 15 signed baseballs from you, so calm down. All right, we're good to go. But I got the one that I was very proud of because I got it as a young teenager, Brooks Robinson. Oh,
really?
The cone, baby. Remember the cone? Brooks Robinson, one of the best third basemen in the history, played for the Baltimore Orioles.
Yep.
God, he was good.
Yeah. What was it? 19? Was it the 1970 World Series?
That's about right.
Yep. Or 71, where he was just unbelievable. There's like a whole package of highlight plays at third base that are just like spectacular. Yeah, Brooks. That's a good baseball to have. That's a great baseball to have.
Well, he just died a year or two. Something like that?
Passed away a year ago or so.
About a year ago, yeah.
We've lost in the last, what is it, 5 years or so? Mm-hmm. 5, 6 years, we have lost so many greats.
Well, you're absolutely right. I'm really glad we avoided talking about real sports because the teams right now are not impressing me in the least. But other than that,
I'm impressed that you took the Twins' spring training loss and actually used it as a springboard.
I can't take it anymore. That team looks terrible. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm missing something. That team sucks right now. So maybe they'll get better, but they're no good right now.
It's spring training. We got to wait. Yeah, we got to wait, Tom. We got to wait till March 28th or so when they're in Kansas City, and if they lose then we can melt down.
I was talking to a guy yesterday. As a matter of fact, we're talking about baseball, and I said, I don't know about this Italian we got running the Twins. He goes, why, what's wrong with him? I said, he did win a couple of games. I mean, he won the division last year, and I mean, so that was great and all the rest of it. But, you know, I don't know about Italian coaches. The guy's name was Cuccinelli.
Whoops.
Whoops.
I was going to say, you got a lot of friends who are Italian.
I do.
Can't win by saying that, you know. It's like if you try and tell Louis, Louis, I don't know about these. I don't know about
these Italians.
Yeah, I don't know about. I'm not sure it's going to work, Louis.
Yeah, probably not. I love Louie, whole family too. All right, so basically the Twins lost again. What a shock. Anything else we should get to?
Kirk Cousins introduced in Atlanta. You know what it wasn't about? I was shocked by this, you guys. It wasn't necessarily about the money. He's very happy to be there. It's unbelievable.
Well, Atlanta is a great city. You got to admit that.
Yeah, no, it's great. And his wife is from there, but he got $180 million and $100 million guaranteed. That's what's great.
He also admitted to tampering in his press conference.
Yeah.
Which, is anything going to happen? Like, are we going to get a, you know, a fourth-round pick because they tampered him away from us?
I don't think anything's going to happen. And I think if you tamper with a player like that, I think if you do get in trouble, you lose the pick, but I don't think it goes to the team that lost you.
Oh, okay.
I think they just strip it. But these guys are all like, now that there's tampering, there has been tampering going on this time of year for, if they start cracking down consistently, unless, I think the only way you'd really get in trouble is if the team comes out and acknowledges it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like Cousins said, he talked to the Falcons medical staff, which he or something, which he's not supposed to do. But yeah, they're not gonna. The legal tampering period, which is of course an oxymoron that they've declared that starts a couple days before free agency, is only there to try to make people feel good about the system.
Yeah, I think that's true. It's a good point.
But Kirk, it's not about the money, you guys. No, he's just
180 million.
Just loves to go to different teams and play for them. And, you know, the Falcons can I wonder what's going to happen there when they realize that he puts up really, really good stats and doesn't ultimately win playoff games.
Which he's not going to do. He's not going to win anything. That, first of all, that team's not good enough to win anything anyway, is it?
They're getting better, but no. Like, they'll no. If the 2018 Vikings didn't make the playoffs with what was a ready-made Super Bowl team, then no, he will never. I've said this. I don't think he will ever sniff, and by sniff, I mean get near a Super Bowl. His entire career right now, he has a playoff win.
One playoff win.
He's been there like four times, I think, twice with Washington, twice with the Vikings. Four or five times, and he has one playoff win. I don't think he's getting near a Super Bowl. And at the end of the day, my guess is the Falcons, he checks down on a key play, and they either miss the playoffs or they lose early.
That's about it. All right, Pally, we'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Is that correct?
Outstanding, yes. I will talk to you guys on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.
You too. We're looking forward to talking again soon, Pally.
Sounds good.
Judd Zolgad, Score North, ladies and gentlemen, take a break. Be right back. Chris Eggert will join us. By the way, Chris just signed a new deal with Channel 5 for $180 million, too. But he doesn't want us to bring it up, so.
All right, okay. So we'll keep that under wraps, yeah.
Wait a minute, it was $180. I misread that.
Ooh, all right.
Let's pick on Chris when he can't defend himself. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock, clearance, and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM. And you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com, and please use promo code TOM.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency. So we made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the air dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
Who doesn't love Jim Paul? You don't love Jim Paul, you don't know him. Let me put it that way. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments, and I'm not just making that up. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours too, and I'm not kidding. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market, the economy. He knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off any another day. Not even another hour, I said. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. I said an expert. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk, of course. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. I am a paid endorser for Josh Arnold.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for Channel 5's The Lovely and Talented Channel 5, Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. Mr. Eggert, they named the favorite pies in each state. Did you hear what Minnesota's favorite pie is?
I didn't, but I don't buy it.
You didn't hear it, but you don't buy it?
Any of those things are always a bunch of...
Sweet potato pie. Supposed to be Minnesota's
See,
favorite.
Exactly. That's no horse way. Crap. There's no freaking way.
No way. You're absolutely... God, see? He's got it locked in.
You know, it's some boring thing like apple.
Yeah, apple pie is what I would have picked. Yes, absolutely.
And that's fine, but you know it's not something like, come on, sweet potato pie.
Yep.
Which is good, by the way.
I've never had it, so I'm not a pie eater.
It's like pumpkin pie. It's just
Shut up, AJ. I can hear what you're thinking. And you too, Tevin.
With the spice profile, hey. What are you guys laughing at? What's going on?
I'm that I don't eat pie. They got this vision of me doing something, and I know that's what they're thinking just by looking at them.
Well, see, my mind didn't go there at all, I guess.
Well, they're filthy, that's why. They're filthy human beings. That's just the answer to the whole problem. Anyway, back to you, sir.
Well, it's all right. AJ is a little schoolboy right now, smirking underneath his book. So that
AJ's doing this already.
So the teacher doesn't see. Sweet potato pie is it's got kind of a pumpkin pie vibe.
Sure, I could see
it's a little thicker. But that's sort of what it's in that wheelhouse. It's good.
Yep, it's true, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not, like I said, I like cake. I don't like pie. Oh, now you're thinking. I said cake. Okay, pay attention. All three of you, get the hell off the show right now.
I hadn't even gone there until now.
You liar!
I'm easily amused.
Okay, what else is in the real news? Unlike attacking Tom,
the governor is going to announce a big expansion of a Fortune 500 company down in Dakota County, in Rosemont, and all indications are it's Facebook. Has bought a bunch of land for from University of Minnesota, and that's going to be like a giant server farm.
Wait, it's not the Arboretum, is it?
No. Dakota County.
Dakota County. Thank God. I love the Arboretum, man.
Other end of town. But yeah, so that's been in the works. They're trying to be coy about it, even though this has been pretty widely known that Facebook was trying to buy up that property. So I guess if it's not that, it's going to be a big surprise, but that's kind of what we're thinking that's going to be. So
Facebook now, multi billionaire lying piece of shit. He gets to buy another piece of property and get making.
But he's not. But it's not TikTok.
Yeah, but he's the one that taught TikTok how to do it.
Maybe, but TikTok took it and raised it next level because its algorithm is so They should make TikTok go away for a million reasons. The Chinese spying on us is just one of those reasons. But that's a dad talking right now. So
the other thing about that is apparently the TikTok in China is nothing like the TikTok in America. They're not even the same platform.
Yeah, I heard that. That's pretty interesting.
God.
Well, they probably don't have free speech over there to be
able to. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Right?
Yes.
Like all they're getting is like propaganda pieces from the government. Like,
can you imagine being a morning talk show host in China?
Right. Boy,
is it funny? No, it's not funny, damn it.
Or in Russia. Like
Russia?
One wrong word and you're what did happen to Alexei Navalny? You're gonna fall down or I don't remember what.
Oh God.
Oh yeah. He went for a walk in prison and
Yeah. It's all true, man.
Vice President's going to be in town today. Officially Lake Minnetonka had ice out yesterday. And overnight, we had a plane that got had a bird strike at the airport, and they had to sit at the gate for quite a while. It sounds like everybody's okay. I'm guessing the plane, they're having to check the plane out very thorough to make sure that those bird strikes it can be bad news.
No question
you
about that.
I think it happens more than it does, actually, but.
Well, is there any plane that hasn't lost a door or people hit the ceiling or ran into a bird or Jesus?
Somebody was like, oh, it's a Boeing plane. I'm like, who cares? That's the most irrelevant thing in the world right now. Like, I think Boeing makes at least half the planes that are flying, if not more than that. So it's always going to be a 50% chance it's a Boeing plane. So.
You know, that's one thing I actually enjoy, you know, getting to the time in my life at which I am, and Catherine's 8 years younger than me, whatever. But we like to drive back and forth now because we stop in our favorite places. And, you know, I don't mind flying. Flying is all good and all the rest of it. But you take a drive through America. Driving through America, we went to the East Coast. We went between them through Chicago, went down through St. Louis, all the way down to Mississippi. We've gone different ways to get there, and it's – you learn a lot about America by driving through it. I'll tell you that.
We did that a couple during the COVID year and
drove
down to see my folks in Gulf Shores, Alabama. And I thoroughly enjoyed the trip. It was really good. And we stopped in Alabama and saw some historical sites, you know, so we had a little, you know, discussion about that stuff with the kids and it was good. It was a good trip.
I love it. I do. I love taking car trips like that. You stop a couple of times. Takes 3 days. So you go a day, stop, and then drive the rest of the way. It's wonderful.
The problem is having the time, right? Like that's always, if you've got it and you can swing it, it's great. But
Well, if you can leave by noon on a Friday, if your workday's over by noon on a Friday, you can get to Chicago or St. Louis or something like that, you know, by 9 o'clock, 8, 9 o'clock at night. It's not bad at all.
Man, that St. Louis, that stretch between, that stretch between the Twin Cities and St. Louis. And by that stretch, I mean Iowa. That is, it's like, oh, God, how much further? And then you get into northern Missouri, and then the landscape gets a little more interesting. But
have you ever taken a boat trip? Catherine and I took it was like a week long or 3 or 4 day long boat trip from St. Paul to St. Louis.
I would love to.
That was a ball, man.
Was it like a Viking or whatever?
Yeah, one of those, yep.
Yeah.
That was great.
I would love to do that. I think that'd be cool.
The only problem I had is everybody got a name tag, and I don't know where they got, where it happens, some country in Europe or whatever, but the entire time I was there, I wore a patch on my shirt that said THOM, THOM. So, of course, every New Yorker on the trip, hey, Thom, how you doing? Hey,
right?
Thom. I was like, oh, God, great. So, I don't know. Yeah, Thomas is spelled with an H, obviously, so you just cut the A-S off, and then Thom, common Thom.
Thom. The Thom Bernard Show. Yeah, it doesn't quite have the same ring.
No, the Thom Bernard Show. it doesn't sound that great, does it?
No, it doesn't have the same.
What are you going to do? But, yeah, if you've never spent any time in St. Louis, do it by the Arch over there and all the rest of it. Tony's, one of the great restaurants of all time. So I love telling my Tony story. The maitre d' walks backwards up the stairs to lead you to your table.
Really?
So he's always making eye contact with
that
you.
That takes some skill.
But you have to remember where St. Louis is. It's kind of close to your mountain ranges. There was a guy sitting at the next table, and my server came over and said, "Did you see that?" I said, "See what?" "Look at the man's plate." The guy had ordered a big, you know, fish. Like, you know when they cook fish and they leave the head and tail on it and all that?
Yep.
They cut it open for you? The guy ate the bones and the skin.
Dang!
Like, what? First of all, do fish bones have any flavor at all anyway?
I don't know, but were you sitting next to Bigfoot?
I think so. It might have been.
God,
I will never. There was nothing left on the plate. No head, no tail, no skin, no bones, nothing. He ate it all.
That sounds like my step-grandfather, no longer with us. We used to joke that when he'd eat chicken and he'd get done with the, like let's say a drumstick, them whatever it was, the bones looked like they had been dipped in acid. There was not a shred of anything left on them.
Do you guys all three have any hillbillies in your family? Because my dad was kind of a hillbilly. I will tell you that. He was. I would come over here, "Hey, Dad, what are you eating?" "I'm having some sorghum." I'm like, "What the hell is sorghum?" I never even heard. Still to this day, I don't know what the hell that is.
It's a crop that they grow. I know that, but...
It was some kind of... It kind of looked like pancake syrup when he poured it out of the thing. But I don't know what the hell it was. I never tasted it. Forget it. My dad...
I didn't even know people consumed that. Well, although I don't know what... I guess... I know it's growing all over the place. I don't even... I'm sounding not very in touch with my rural roots, but I don't.
Looks like it's most commonly used to feed livestock.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Exactly right.
That makes sense.
So my dad, 5'7", weighed about 120 pounds, thought he was livestock. That's great to know.
Have a nice little sorghum shake.
Sorghum shake all the way. Yeah, my dad was, well, he was kind of a hillbilly. There's no question about it. And then, did they serve sorghum in the Nut House? Because, I mean, he lived there for several years, so could he have it there too?
Potentially. It's a high in fiber, protein. It's antioxidant rich. So he was just ahead of his time on the health kit.
He was way ahead of his time, apparently. My father was a brilliant man, I will tell you.
Wonder if I can order sorghum on Amazon. Let me look.
Yeah, hop on Amazon, see if you can get some sorghum.
A little sorghum.
Yeah, my father was a brilliant guy. He could do mathematics in his head faster than anybody could do it with a pencil. It was unbelievable. He was a very, very smart guy.
You can get sorghum flour and sorghum grain.
Well, so that's good. This one used to come in a jar.
Yeah, I think I found it. Yeah, there's one in a jar with a white label. It's $12 for 10 ounces for a glass.
$12?
Yep.
Apparently a lot of people eat it for their health now, because when Dad bought it, I think it was like a quarter. Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, if they were using it for feed, you know, it wasn't very much, right? Like right. That.
Exactly. Huh. Yeah. So he was way ahead of his time. That's good.
We learned something today.
We did indeed. All right. Is everything else good?
Everything's good. I got to go eat pie today for the 9 o'clock pie show. Day. So it's going to be tough.
314, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it is. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow and see if you made it through.
All right, you guys, have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, Chris. Ladies and gentlemen, Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. So I have a question for you guys, because you were looking at that. You guys, I think we're both looking. I know Tevin was. How did my father even know about sorghum? Because I never heard of it until he bought some.
Yeah, I have no idea. And it doesn't look like a plant that I've ever seen anywhere before. I'm very curious as to how he found out about it and why he decided to start eating it. Yeah,
this is new to me as well.
So he was just ahead of his time, apparently, because it sounds like a health thing.
Yeah, I mean, they say it has a lot of health benefits, which is probably why they feed it to livestock. It does look like they make it into some sort of like brown syrup looking thing that they sell.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yep, that's exactly what it was. A brown syrup. It was very sweet from what I remember, because I, you know, dipped my little finger in there and tasted it. It was very sweet. I know that. Hmm. But I guess it was very healthy. So, Dad, I owe you an apology. Apparently, you were way ahead of the health curve. But like I said, he weighed about 120, 25 pounds, so I don't know. He had to drop a few, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. He's trying to bulk up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to bulk up. That's what it was. All right, we'll take a break. Be right back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. More news coming up. Great guest Craig Morgan will be with us at 9 o'clock talking about the Ballad of Davy Crockett. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with my Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota, started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida, and now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell, Alexandria area. So, if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com. That's onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I got to ask you guys a question. Have either of the two of you ever played pickleball?
No.
I have.
You haven't?
I have.
But AJ, you have. What do you think of that game?
I was a big tennis guy growing up, so so it was kind of interchangeable. I used to play tennis a lot with my grandma, and now that as she's gotten a little older, it's easier for her. She's kind of shifted to pickleball, so that's how I got into it. But like, it's a fun kind of casual family thing. It's nice.
Catherine loves playing pickleball, man.
Yes,
but again, it's unfair. She's like 5'10". She probably weighs what, about 110, 120 pounds at the most. I mean, you're long and lithe like that. You should be able to be good at sports, I would think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And in pickleball, I've found out, is more just like, who can be more patient than the other person? Because it's just like, you hit it softly to them, they hit it softly back. You hit it softly to them, softly back. The first person's like, I'm really going to hit this hard. That's when you mess up and you either hit it right into the net or like out of the court. So it's just be patient. That's pickleball. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've seen me play pickleball, you pain in the ass. Is that what you're saying?
I see you putting holes in the net.
Whack. Whack. We have a friend named Tim Laurent. He's an excellent pickleball player. He runs a tournament and all kinds of stuff. Matter of fact, we should have him on the show, Tim Laurent, because pickleball is getting bigger by the day, man.
Yeah, it's on TV now.
Is it real? I didn't know that. Where is it?
I've seen it on CBS. They do like on some very, very slow sports days, I would add. I've seen it on ESPN too. It's getting up there in popularity for sure.
Yeah, Tevin, if you don't mind, I'll send you Tim Lawrence's number. We could book him. You guys like him. He's a really good guy anyway.
Yeah, I think he was on the Family Show a few
months ago.
Yeah.
Yep. I grew up with his cousins, Guy and Greg Laurent, went to St. Anne's with me, as a matter of fact. So I didn't know Tim from before, but just when I saw his name, we went into the – there's a big pickleball building down – I guess it would be in Eden Prairie maybe. Maybe it's Bloomington still, but it's down there. You know where that great Asian restaurant is right there on – what is it, like 690 or – 694 or what the hell ever. No, 494 would be down there, right? The one that goes east to west is 494 in the south.
Yeah, I believe so.
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, it's down, it's just west of town out that road. But, yeah, he's very, very good at it. But I just wanted to bring that by because Catherine plays like three times a week now. So I guess it's really good exercise. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Especially, you know, it's somewhere between golf and like track and field, because there's breaks because you play a little bit and then it's like, but you're not moving too much. Obviously, you can get super competitive, but for the most part, you're standing in this kind of 5x5 area. You're moving up, you're moving back, you're doing these lunges to get low to the ground and standing back up. But at the same time, as soon as the point's done, you get like a 30-second breather, and now we go again. So
yeah, I feel like it's a very like, you're playing in spurts, kind of, and it's kind of sneaks up on you how much you're moving and getting that cardio in.
Yeah.
But it's not fair to people like me, because my whole thing in my head, playing all the sports that I played, was attack, 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 which you can't do in pickleball. You can't run up to the net right away, right?
It's like active chess, you know? Like, you got to think about your next move. If I'm going to put it over here, you're anticipating...
Okay.
Now, if I put it there, what angle do you hit it back at? What's best for you to do? So now I'm trying to stay a step or two ahead of you.
Yeah, I mean, she absolutely loves playing it. She got a friend, Patty. She and Patty play it like I said, three times a week they play. And Catherine just loves it, man.
That's terrific.
She really does. So I said, okay, why don't we do this? Since I played pickleball with you, why don't we go in the gym and do some bench presses? See how you doing there, Catherine? Tough guy. Yak. Although these days it's a little embarrassing too, because you see guys that weigh about 14 pounds and can bench about 400 pounds. So other than that though, everything's good. But yeah, I'm fascinated by pickleball. And who invented it, do you know?
That feels like a Dutch thing. Like,
yeah, okay.
Like, I feel like somewhere in like Holland somebody was just like dink doink dink doink.
A Congressman Joel Pritchard, Barney McCollum, and Bill Bell invented the game of pickleball one summer afternoon in 1965 in Bainbridge Island, Washington.
Huh. Really? These politicians were?
Yeah, according to usapickleball.org.
So basically they had nothing to do but steal money from their people, so they figured when they couldn't be stealing money from the people, they had to play a sport, right?
Yes.
That feels so cool to, like, make up a sport.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But where does pickle come from? Because there aren't any pickles involved.
That's a good question.
That is a great question. Doesn't say why they call it pickleball in here that I'm seeing, but I'm sure there's some like, oh, we used like the cap of a pickled onion bin, and so we called it pickleball or something. I don't know.
Tom, this is Bill Pickell. I'm calling in because they named it after me and mispronounced it. We got to take a break, don't we? We got a break coming up, because we got a very special guest. And I do want to bring up the first two lines of the Ballad of Davy Crockett. And I remember it from a little boy, because there's a mispronunciation. I think it's in the first two lines of the song. And I want to ask Craig Morgan about that. And he is our very special guest right after this break.
March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet clean starting at just $129 off $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9 star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today, and be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard Special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back. Is Mr. Morgan ready to go?
No, I'm still waiting on that call, so I'll keep an eye on the phone here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's 901. It's no big deal. But yeah, I want to ask him a couple of things about Doug. Boy, he's had an interesting life. I just read the descriptor here. He's been in the military. He's been served a lot of different areas. Served the people of this country, I'll tell you that. But Craig Morgan will be with us in a couple of minutes talking about The Ballad of Davy Crockett, available on demand now. Craig Morgan has a role in the film and a song on the soundtrack as well, which would be kind of cool. There's no question about that, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned, like being in the military, he like re-enlisted in the reserves after one of his concerts at the age of 59, which is pretty cool.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. I love the name of some of his songs, Redneck Yacht Club.
Yep. Which is, I think he helped write it, but it was one of the more popular ones, that at least out of the list that I was able to recognize.
Oh, yeah, Redneck Yacht Club, man. No question about that.
All right, we've got Craig on the line.
Craig Morgan, how are you, sir?
Good. How y'all doing?
Magnificent, as a matter of fact. But I got to ask you a question right up front, Craig. We were just reading your descriptor, but I want to ask you this question because I want to get deeply into how you live your life. You serve people a lot. You're very good to people. At least that's what it says on your descriptor, unless you made up a bunch of stuff, you know, tales and stuff, Craig. You didn't do that, did you? He just starts.
I don't write that stuff. I don't like talking about me as much as everybody else might like talking about me.
Yeah, there you go. But I got to ask you a question, Craig, because when I was a little boy, I believe the Walt Disney Hour was on channel, I think it was on ABC, if I remember correctly. I'm not certain about that. But they used to have on that show, they had The Ballad of Davy Crockett. Now, you're not probably old enough to remember that. But this is true. But I've always wanted, you're the first person I've ever been able to contact that I can ask the question, because a couple of the lines in the song, there's a mispronunciation of a word, and I don't know why they did it, but maybe that's the way they do it in the South. There's a line, or two lines in the song goes, born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, killed in a bar when he was only three. They pronounce it bar. Is that not common?
I think if you look at some of the Appalachian dialect, absolutely. That was more of an Appalachian thing.
That's an Appalachian. Killed in a bar.
It wasn't a mispronunciation. I have to correct you. It was a proper pronunciation under a different dialect.
All right. See, like you learn something every day.
Tomato.
I love this. So where'd you grow up, Craig?
Tennessee. I was born in Nashville, home of the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, I tell you what, we used to come down there, and I did a morning show across the street for many, many years, and we came down to Nashville and had just a great time down there. The one problem I do have with Nashville, Craig, I got to be honest with you, don't try walking down Broadway on a Friday or Saturday night because there ain't going to be any room for you. I will tell you that.
No, no.
Man.
You are correct. It has turned into quite the tourist destination. Number one tourist destination for bridal and groom parties for some reason.
Well, also you got the open-topped buses where all these beautiful women have these parties and they're driving around where there's no roof on the bus. It's an upper deck of the bus, and they all sit up there, and they're all dressed to the nines and pretty as hell and having drinks. And they look like they're having a ball, Craig, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, and God bless them. It makes it more enjoyable for all of us.
Yep, you're absolutely right. So I want to hear your take on the film, The Ballad of Davy Crockett, available now on demand. Craig Morgan has a role in the film and a song on the soundtrack as well. What's it all about, Craig?
Just as it says, it's about the life of Davy Crockett. Very interesting fellow, historically documented life, and the impact that he had in that era especially was just unbelievable. I mean, I'm married to a young lady from Texas. We've been married for 30-something years, and when we get to Oregon, I remind her about the importance of Tennessee and Texas. Texans are very proud people, mm-hmm. And I remind them often that if it weren't for a guy from Tennessee, things would have been a whole lot worse than they were at the Alamo.
Yeah, no, that is true, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but the whole film, it literally revolves around Davy Crockett's life, the life of his family, and a tyrant landowner attempting to take his children and him going and getting them back. And I had a small role. I played a trapper that they accused of stealing some hides, which I didn't. And there was a lot of that took place back in that era. Again, this is a lot of documented history. So,
Craig, I got to read this because this is very, very impressive. Making his ninth studio set, God, Family, Country, combined five new songs with some of the most powerful tracks of his career, including his hits That's What I Love About Sunday, Almost Home. Now the hitmaker behind Redneck Yacht Club, International Harvester, and A Little Bit of Life has expanded his God, Family, Country chapter, adding a new deluxe edition to the album, a gripping best-selling memoir, and more. Very impressive, Craig. But I suppose in today's day and age, to some people, well, the God thing, to some people, they get really weird about that. I mean, God is a form of the word good. Calm down. Everything's really nice. It's nice to have a God, don't you think?
Oh, are you kidding? I was listening to someone talk this morning, and I heard Kid Rock talk about it, and the guy asking, do you believe in Jesus? Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, yep. Thank goodness we have it. He said, well, I want to believe in it. He said, well, you can. You know, he said, well, how do you believe it? He goes, faith. And, you know, people say, you know, I've heard people say some negative things about it, but I don't really care. I'm not out to please them. I'm
right.
Out to please God. That's, you know, and I focus on that. And one of the things that I think is so important about our faith is that we share our faith and our love. You know, that's what's important. Mm-hmm. And I think if more people did that, there'd be a lot less of this separation and arguing and such going on. But most of the arguing is due to a lack of respect and a lack of love.
But why would people want to go through life, Craig, thinking they're the biggest deal, that there is no greater good, also known as God, whatever? Why do people want to think they're the most important? Right now, you run into some people that think they are the biggest thing that ever happened to this earth.
Well, I think it's insecurities. I would attribute it to their insecurities, their inability to acknowledge that there is something greater. And I think that's why I love the people that I get to be a part of and get to hang out with. I always attribute our military to that. They live their lives for something bigger than themselves. And that's their love of country and their willingness to do whatever is necessary to maintain the freedoms that we have. And, you know, I venture to say that even Christians are the same. They have such a faith and confidence in something so much greater that our life is not about right here and right now. It's about eternity. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. They don't understand the faith concept of believing in something that is bigger and greater and will lead to an eternity of happiness, not just a moment.
Don't you put a lot of pressure on yourself? Not, I'm not talking about you or me. I'm talking about some guy out there. Put a lot of pressure on yourself not believing there's something greater than you. I mean, if I'm the biggest deal that ever happened on earth, man, I'd feel a lot of pressure. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, and you should never make mistakes.
Yeah, never. Never make a mistake. You're right.
Yeah.
it's an amazing story. Craig, we're going to have you on for about 3-4 hours sometimes because there's a lot of questions I ask. My mother was a huge country western fan, so I grew up around it a lot. And nothing made her happier, whether it was the happy, you know, drinking songs, or my mother was not a big drinker, but she loved that kind of music, or the sad country songs, or the country. The great country to me, Craig, is a guy talking about how much he loves his wife, or his wife, how much she loves him. I love those songs.
Well, I think country music is a greater reflection of the reality of the major populace. I think, and I'm referencing middle America, and I think country music, better than some of the other genres, relates to that life, the life of middle America. Suffering, heartache, happiness, joy, all of these emotions and things that we experience in life are reflected in a country song of various degrees, obviously. I mean, I've had Christians ask me, how could you sing a song like Redneck Yacht Club? I'm like, man, I'm a Saturday night Redneck Yacht Club and a Sunday morning, that's what I love about Sunday kind of guy. I mean, that's the reality of life. That's who we are.
I love that, Craig.
I think, again, our music reflects that better than other genres.
Where can we find the movie? It's on demand now, I know. Where can we find it?
I think Amazon. You can order it on Amazon. For sure.
All right. Because I do want to watch this movie. I've always loved The Ballad of Davy Crockett anyway. Like I said, Disney spent a lot of time talking about Davy Crockett. So when I was a little baby boy, I used to watch that all the time. And now I get to watch it again. All right. Do you go on tour a lot? Do you ever come to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area?
I come up there every once in a while, yeah. But I am on tour. You know, we're still touring pretty good. We do about, I think this year we'll do about 60 or so shows. But, yeah, we stay pretty busy, sometimes busier than we want to be, but grateful for the opportunity to still do what we love.
Well, can we do this? The next time you're booked in this area, Minneapolis-St. Paul, could you please have your people reach out? I would love to have you in studio. We could talk a lot about life, a lot about music, a lot about movies, all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely, bud. I'd enjoy that.
Thank you, Craig. Great talking to you, sir. The Ballad of Davy Crockett, available now on demand. Amazon, I think we'll check that. Craig Morgan, thank you. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye. I love country, guys. You know, my mother loved country music, and I'm a fan of some of it, not all of it. But country people, when I worked at Capitol Records doing the, you know, Midwest promotion and all that stuff, the country people, I remember the first time I met Hank Williams Jr.,
mm-hmm.
He was at the Northrop Auditorium. They were doing a big show there. And, God, what was the name of the comedian? There was I got to look it up. There was a country western comedian that opened up the show. I got to think of his name before the end of the show. I'll come up with it. He had one of the great names of all time. But I walk out, you know, went and knocked on the door, met Hank Williams Jr., a couple other people. It was a really big country show. I was there to cover it, promote it for Capitol Records. And I will never forget the end of the show. Hank Williams Jr. closed it. He was a closing act. And the uproar of the standing, screaming, cheering crowd was so loud, Hank Williams Jr. dropped to his knees and bowed to the audience. I will never forget that. It's like, very smart move, actually. Hey, if you're going to have a fit about me, I'm going to have a fit about you. Isn't that great?
Yeah. In my experience with, you know, country musicians and country music in general, like, usually the upbeat, it's a good crowd. Like, they're all really laid back. And to yep. hear Craig mention that the Redneck Yacht Club got pushed back as maybe being a little too risque for some people.
Yeah, right.
It makes me laugh because I think, like, looking at the lyrics, I pulled it up once he said it, because, like, maybe I missed something in that song that, you know, people wouldn't like. The worst I could find is that they were checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot. That's about as risque as that song gets.
That's it?
Yeah, that's about as risque as it gets. And but, yeah, apparently not. Some people aren't fans.
Sunblock. You're talking about sunblock, right?
Yeah, we're talking about sunblock and checking out some girls on the boat.
And you get offended by that.
You're going to have Dare go to church tomorrow? Shame on you, Craig.
Oh, God. It's just some people. It's unbelievable. Before we move on, my mother did love country music, but my mother has a deeper voice than I do, and she had she was tone deaf. So I would get, there was Don Williams? Oh, by the way, the comedian's name was the Duke of Paducah because he was from Paducah, Kentucky.
Okay.
So the Duke of Paducah. What do you think of that action?
That's an all-time great name.
Yeah.
So once in a while, I'd walk into my mother, and she'd be listening to some Don Williams, who's just a great singer. I Believe in You was one of his biggest songs. We could probably play a little bit of it. It's a very, very sweet song. But my mother singing it with her deep voice was like, I believe in love. I believe in babies. I'm like, Mom, could you not sing along with it? Like, why? I enjoy singing. I said, well, you might.
Yeah. Right. Could you believe a little less, Mom?
Believe a little less, Mom. How about that? We got to take a break because we have, ladies and gentlemen, I've already seen promoting posters. Mm-hmm. Kristen Burt for president. Yes. They're up already, baby. Kristen Burt is up with us next. We'll be right when back. You go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency, so we made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the Air Dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine. Fire.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw and Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. I don't know if you've seen him. A lot of Kristen Burt for president signs popping up. Have you seen any of them?
I've changed my name right here. President Kristen.
You did. President Kristen right on the screen. But I get to be the one. Oh, I like it. Play it. Ask not what Kristen can do for you, but what you can do for Kristen. What do you think of that? That was the worst impression of John F. Kennedy I've ever heard in my life.
It was terrible.
It was horrendous. But other than that, what are you going to do?
I know. Bill texted me yesterday, and he was like, Madam President, because he had listened to the segment. So I'm like, let's keep this facade up.
Several people on several websites say they're going to vote for you. They're going to vote for you
for
president.
I know, and I said, party at the White House. Who's coming?
Oh, I love it. I'll be there. You ever been to the White House?
I have.
It's very impressive. You have too, AJ?
Yeah, I went as like a touristy thing with my family once.
But did they let you in the Oval Office and all that stuff?
No. We like I said, like the Lincoln bedroom and that stuff. I saw pretty much everything except for the Oval Office.
Oh, okay.
I got a private tour of the White House.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah.
We got very lucky. Did you get to eat in a little cafeteria thing they got there?
I went through the family kitchen on the first floor, not in the private quarters.
Right.
And it was during the Clinton years. Chelsea Clinton was there and walked through. The Secret Service was like, it was me and my boyfriend at the time. And they were like, you have to back up. Someone's coming through. And it was Chelsea Clinton. She was home for lunch from school that day.
I'm going to cut a deal later on today because you're going to need it when you get elected.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Kristen has left the building.
What do you think?
I love it.
Otherwise, they'll charge the stage. They'll do all kinds of stuff. I cannot believe the reaction to this. Honest to God, I have seen tons of references to voting for President Kristen Burt. There are billboards, the big old, the handheld billboards. There are a bunch of those. Pictures of you just holding a mic, smiling.
I know someone dug up an archive. It was like it was like a 2011 photo. It's not even a great photo. I'm like, where did you find that? There are 18 million photos of me on the internet. And I'm like, you find the worst one?
it was a good picture.
Yeah, it's all right.
And the blue dress you're talking about.
The blue dress. And that was like at the Oscar nominations. I want to say maybe 2011 or 2012. But if everyone wants to vote for me, I'm bribing people with invites to the inaugural ball.
I love it. That works for me.
Sounds like a good party.
Brilliant. I think it's good. I think it's a brilliant move. There's no question about it. President Kristen, I saw something, and this is how you need to lead the country when you get elected. I was very, very impressed. Michael Bryan sent me a video of Tucker Carlson talking to Chris Cuomo on screen. And you'll remember those guys used to shred each other on CNN and Fox News. They used to go, they attacked each other constantly, went after each other. But the two have now realized what a mistake that was. And all they did I think it's like a half hour thing, 20 minutes, mm-hmm. half hour, something like that. I love the fact that two guys, one a Democrat, one a Republican, one pretty far left, one pretty far right, have now come to the decision, which we did a long time ago in this show, is like, just respect everybody. No one lived the same life you did or whatever. Why don't we try to work out? I know there's a lot more money in battling people. There's a lot of money to be made in, oh, that guy's the worst human being on earth. Oh, my God. Because you scare people into sending you money. But I would love to see people trying to reach out to one another. Chris Cuomo and Tucker Carlson on video apologized to each other and said, we should not have done that. That was not a good image for the people. I loved it.
Yeah, and I think it the media does take a responsibility for what the last maybe 8 years, I want to say, in that cycle looked like, too. Because if you have a candidate that's going to fan the flames, mm-hmm. it's up to the media to decide whether to broadcast that all of the time. Because it wasn't a good idea. And, that's carried over to social media as well. People think that they can just say whatever they want. And they can. I mean, that's the lovely freedom of speech. But, I mean, some of the stuff is just bonkers. You're like, you're just so downright cruel. It's bananas that we're at this place.
Yeah, it was it made me feel so good just to watch two guys who literally shredded each other realize, you know what, we shouldn't have done that. It does not help the people for you and me to bitch at each other. We need to, we're in a position to help people understand things, to help people along in their lives, not make their lives worse. Right?
Yeah. And I think it, everyone got caught up in the, there were a lot of ratings going up at the time, advertising dollars, and people get caught up in that. And, you know, as you always say, it comes down to money. But hopefully people are seeing that there's a better way to do all of this.
You know, you like Biden good. You like Trump good. I'm not trying to, you know, blast your guy. But they are two of the goofiest people I've ever seen run for president, man. Those guys go at it. Holy God.
Well, I'm just like, how did we get to this place? Like,
I know.
This is our selection.
I know. This is it. You suck. You suck more than I suck. It's like, oh, my God.
And, like, one guy, too, like, the other guy's so old. I'm like, dude, you're in the same generation. You're right there together.
Absolutely. It's true. What's,
I mean, it's
77?
Not like one guy is, you know, 10, 20 years different. The age thing, honestly, at this point, is it's a non-starter of a conversation for both of them.
What are they, like 77 and 81, something like that?
Yeah, I think 78, 81. Right, 80, it's right around there, yeah.
I mean, settle down. You're both very, very wealthy. You're both very well-known. You've had a lot of power. Why aren't you happier than you are, right?
Because the White House is at stake. And, you know, everyone wants it for their party and everyone wants to win. And instead of, you know, it's like Congress. I'm like, everyone wants to win instead of thinking about what's best for the people. And that we just are in that cycle. That's why I'm like, when I am president, everyone, I'm firing all of Congress. We're starting over.
Love it. Get rid of all of them.
All of them.
I love it.
And you cannot be in Congress for 1,800 years. I do not want you to be 98. You should be enjoying retirement at 98, not voting.
How many television and radio stations and podcasts do you work with per week?
Off the top of my head, probably 4 or 5.
Okay, so all 4 or 5. Have they already mentioned they're going to vote for you for president?
No one else.
Well, tell them you're not getting your head
only
out of their ass.
If you want all of my campaign details, please come to the Tom Bernard podcast.
That's what we're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I just think you should get there because, first of all, seeing that picture of you in the blue dress, because you have a different look. I didn't realize it was you at first.
It doesn't really look like me. Like, that's the crazy thing. Even,
it doesn't. You're right.
Well, the funny thing is, even in that day, it doesn't look like me. Do you know what I mean? It's just like a weird photo from a weird angle, and it's, you know, on the internet.
Yes.
So someone just pulled it, but I was like, that just doesn't even look like me.
But it's a campaign picture, so it all worked out in the end.
I guess.
Now, as far as movies and all that stuff are concerned, Catherine and I watched the first episode of I think it's a British show called The Gentlemen. Have you seen this yet?
Mm-mm.
Holy Hannah, it's really good. It's out there, but it's really, really good.
What's it about?
It's about an English guy. I think he's in the armed forces or something. Gets a call that his father needs to see him because his father's dying. He's the second born son of his father, and they blah, 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 blah. They find out at the reading of the will that unlike every other eldest son in English history, the mansion, the land, the businesses and all that stuff were not left to him. They were left to the second son, not the first son. And it causes all kinds of problems and hatred and violence and oh my God.
We love family drama, especially from the Brits, because we're getting enough of it with the royal family too. It's great.
No doubt about it. There's no question about it. And just very quickly, I want to mention this because I don't know, you remember how old it is. I think this movie's like maybe 15 years old, something like that. Michael Caine, what the hell is the name of the movie again? It's about him. He has lost his wife. She has died. And then a bunch of hoodlums kill his best friend. And it's really good. It's an older movie. It's really, really well. Well, first of all, Michael Caine is a phenomenal actor.
I love him in Cider House Rules.
Oh, God, he's good.
Such a good movie.
What the hell is the name of it? Like Harry, is it Harry something? I can't remember. But if you could look it up. Just look up Michael Caine and you'll be able to find it. No problem.
Harry Brown?
Harry Brown. There you go. Really, really good movie. He is just tremendous in it. The only thing is there are parts of the movie you're going to have to turn on the language, the little script at the bottom, because sometimes when they get, what the, like, what the hell are you saying? You cannot understand a word they're saying.
It's Billy Elliot all over again.
It's Billy Elliot all over again, exactly. But my God, Kristen, there is some, President Kristen, I mean, sorry, shouldn't just call you Kristen. PK, I call you PK. There are so many great things, whether it's movies or TV shows from England or America or around the world, it's never been better. I know I say that a lot, but every day it gets better and better and better. It's just wonderful.
Well, there's a new show starting. Premieres today on Apple TV Plus called Apples Never Fall with the outstanding and hot off of her Oscar nomination, Annette Bening. For anyone that watched Big Little Lies, it's a show called, did I say Apples Never Fall? I don't know if I told you the title, but it's about a woman who goes missing, and she's kind of like the matriarch of this wealthy family, and you have to decide whether you think the husband did it or not, or had anything to do with her disappearance. Like, it's a good family drama, and if you've watched Big Little Lies, you kind of know what to expect, because it's the same author, Leanne Moriarty, and it's 7 episodes altogether, so...
Well,
check
they
it
do
out.
7 or 8, don't they?
Yep. And yeah. And, you know, that's, if you want to know why people aren't rich anymore in Hollywood, it's your 7 and 8 episodes.
Oh, really? Because they can pay a lower rate, I suppose.
Yeah. They can. Well, and you're also, you know, it's less time, less opportunity for residuals. Mm-hmm. And if you're on a network show that has, you know, 22 episodes, it's much different in terms of your income, because now you have to go, if you want to work a lot, and you're an actor, now you have to go and find at least 2 other series to match that 22-episode series that you have on broadcast network.
I love it. I'm just telling you, I'm Catherine. Are you guys lucky in that, in the 2 of you situation, Devin and AJ, the girlfriends or the whatever, and President Kristen, you and your husband. Catherine and I... we've been together for 44 years. We'll be married 40 years on July 7th. We like almost the exact same types of movies. Isn't that amazing?
That is, because when we go on our streamers, you know, everyone has their account. I'm always like, don't mess with my algorithm. Get off my account. We have totally different tastes. And I'm like, I have curated my algorithms to perfection. And I do not want Star Trek and Star Wars and Marvel to creep onto my algorithm.
I don't watch any of that stuff. I've never liked that stuff, to tell you the
truth.
Bill
loves it. He loves it.
Some people do, no question. And there are things I'm sure she watches on her own, things that that I watch on my own. But not, we sit down and watch a movie, we tend to always agree on which movie to watch. And not just to please one another, we tend to like the same types of things. Well, first of all, Catherine, in her brain, I mean, she's obviously a very beautiful woman, but in her brain, she thinks she's a tough man.
She Maybe does. She's a man in her past life.
Could be. Could, and she's very tall, obviously, but... But she, as sweet as she is and as lovely as she is, she's got that guy side to her. Yeah, whatever. Shut up. Like, okay.
Who's the boss?
Oh, why don't we guess who the boss might be?
I know who the boss is.
Yeah, you know who the boss is, President Kristen. So have you got your first speech lined up, your first public speech for the presidency?
I'm going to wing it because I'm very good at improvisation. So
you are. That's true.
So we're just going to wing it and come up with like a really good platform while winging it and making campaign promises that I probably won't be able to keep, but we're going to have a good time at the inauguration and then maybe I'll let someone else take over the job.
Okay, we can close with this. Why is Robert Kennedy Jr. going with Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura for his 2 vice presidential picks?
Okay, Jesse, I kind of get. I feel like they're, I feel like they're out of the box thinking kind of aligns together. But the Aaron Rodgers thing, I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been spouting conspiracy theories left and right, based on any fact, but based on his like research that he probably does on Facebook. Research, air quotes. Thank you, AJ, for like emphasizing
ridiculous.
That.
It's ridiculous.
It's bananas. I mean, I honestly don't. I think that, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a great athlete. Obviously, mm-hmm. I couldn't do what he does.
Sure.
But I don't think he's super smart.
I would have to agree
I said
with that.
It.
I have heard he's a raging prick on top of it. I've never met him, but I heard he's not a very nice guy.
I'd buy that.
Yeah.
His family would probably buy it, too.
They don't go near him, do they?
No. They do not.
That's got to be tough. Your own mom won't talk to you.
And they, you know what's gross? Like the amount of sexism. Like mm-hmm. he doesn't get along with his family, and like his fans blamed Olivia Munn, the actress, when they were dating,
sure.
that she was the cause of the family rift. She was not the cause of the family rift.
No,
never was.
No, not at all. So, all right. So, any campaign speeches to do today between now and tomorrow's show?
Actually, today our campaign stop is Bill's birthday. He's a Pi Day kid. Yeah. Happy birthday to him. Yeah, so my campaign stop will be like birthday cake and celebrations and
what
things
flavor?
Like that. He would prefer chocolate. He likes anything chocolate. I prefer mm-hmm. like a chocolate cake with a white icing to cut it a little bit.
Well,
you know?
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. No question. Did you see there's an article this morning about each state's favorite pie?
Ooh, what's Minnesota's favorite pie?
I still don't believe this to be true. I don't think Tevin and AJ believe it to be true either. But they claim the favorite pie in Minnesota, because I would say apple, because there are so many mm-hmm. apple orchards in Minnesota, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, Honeycrisp apples were invented in Minneapolis, were they not?
Delicious.
Yep.
Wonderful. Wonderful apples. But sweet potato pie. I'm not buying that. That's not.
You don't
their
even
favorite.
Like sweet potato pie. I'm not gonna lie. When I see it at Thanksgiving and with swimming in marshmallows, I'm
like, no thanks.
You don't put marshmallows on it. But sweet potato pie, phenomenal. Put some whipped cream on there.
You might have just lost some votes.
I might. I'm a pumpkin pie girl though. And in fact, everyone, my nickname when I was a kid was Pumpkin. Because I had bright red hair, kind of like orangey red. I have a big round head, and my parents called me Pumpkin.
So you were Pumpkin. Tevin, did you have a nickname when you were a kid?
No, they usually just called, like, shorten my name, first name or last name. No
Tev.
Crazy nickname.
Little Tev.
Although my Spanish name in high school was De Negro.
De Negro? Goddamn. Look who's here, De Negro.
We
and now, De Negro with the news. I love that. AJ, how about you?
No, AJ or like age.
Age?
Yeah.
So you guys didn't even get a nickname. I got a nickname stuck with me my whole life. Annoying Prick. It was unbelievable.
Hey.
People still call me that to this day.
Who told him?
Who told him? How did they tell you? All right, sister, we will talk to you tomorrow morning. President Kristen Burt, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Kristen Burt Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. I love the fact she's embracing this whole President Kristen thing.
Oh, man. Yes,
we toss it up.
Yeah.
I saw it in a number of places, though, already. I did. I saw it a lot of. Hey, why wouldn't you want her to be president of the United States? She'd be very pleasant. She's very smart,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I feel like I need to get
well,
like
don't
a
jump on it, both. Yeah,
Kristen Burt for smart, president.
You both go, I don't know, but we should get some T-shirts.
Let's do it.
You think we should get Kristen Burt for president T-shirts?
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's closest to Ginny Hubbard to reach out and go, hey, we need some money?
Tevin, that might be all you.
You big baby. All right, that's going to do it. But we will talk to you tomorrow. The family shows up in about 15 minutes.